many of as a kid, and you don't think of them as edible berries, but they're delicious. I can't think of the name of them. Have strawberries, of course, but it's kind of unfortunate because around this area you have to really, to get a good bed, you've got to renew it just about every 2 years. You cannot have them going perennially like you can in cooler climates, unless they develop some new strains I don't know about. I suppose you could have raspberries, I'm not sure. I'm not up on my berries and roots.
Those are the ones I wanted. there are some berries, though, that you have to be careful about because they might be what?
Poisonous.
Okay. And there's a, especially in the mountains, there's a kind of flowering bush that blooms in the late spring. I know you get a lot of it up around Raven Gap and so on.
Is many of bloom in the early spring around here?
I don't know. Like what?
I think of azaleas.
We have azaleas, we have dogwood. What else blooms around here?
Well, there's a hyacinth and the jonquils, which are which I always heard daffodils, and just recently I started calling them jonquils because I like the way they sound in my book better. They're just more euphonious in context right there.
Yeah. What about, you ever hear Mount Laurel? Okay. And bigger than Mount Laurel with longer stems further up in the mountain.
Certainly.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I was saved from a nasty fall by a rhododendron one time.
Oh, really?
Sure was.
How did that happen?
I wouldn't have killed myself or anything like that. But then it just broke my fall and kept me from falling over small cliff place. I might have hurt myself, but it wouldn't have killed me.
Yeah. You ever hear a magnolia called anything besides magnolia?
Magnolia grandiflora. Not all.
Okay. You ever heard of it called a laurel tree? Cucumber tree. Let me see. Married woman. She doesn't want to make up her own mind. She might say, I have to ask my
husband.
Okay. And other names that for husband.
I can't think of any. I mean, I can think of many, but then I can't think of any that would be in common
use. In common use, my man, for example.
I have heard it, but then it's not common in the speech community I'm most familiar with.
Okay. And a man would refer to his spouse as what, Mike?
In a number of things, depending on his mood. Might say, I'll have to ask my wife. I hear that often.
Yeah.
You know, or if you're friends, like, this is just last,